where we're going here.
Survey says who's
Survey
going first.
Survey says.
I guess going I'm first? Going first. I normally go first, right?
All right. Name something. Hold on. You got to get back in 45 seconds, Giddens.
What, he's getting named? He's answering five questions?
Yeah, you got to name okay. five of them. I think right. we agreed on 45 last time.
And I do the same five?
No, you do different five.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Giddens, we asked 100 people, name something people do when they're trying to avoid work.
Sleep.
No.
Sex.
No.
Doctor's office. Sick.
No.
Play hooky.
No.
30
seconds.
You're terrible.
This is easy, Giddens.
I don't avoid
They're trying
work.
To avoid work. They're here trying to avoid work.
They're at work trying to avoid work. They're sick.
No.
They're,
15 seconds. You've got zero.
They're at work trying to avoid work.
Yeah.
Play on their phone.
That's,
watch YouTube videos.
That's one.
Eat.
That's two. 3 seconds.
Does that take you all day?
Poop.
Yep. At the buzzer.
Yes.
Eating would take you all day.
So in the last 15 seconds, Giddens got a couple.
I was going to say procrastinate.
The five answers were check social media, talk to coworkers, snack or eat, browse the internet, and go to the bathroom.
I said look at your computer. I mean, I don't know.
We'll give you that one. I mean, I forgot about that one.
All right, so he's got three or four?
Four out of five.
Wow, what a comeback there.
You cheated.
Glutton idiot.
Oh, I didn't understand. I thought that for the first probably 20 to 30 seconds, I thought you meant away from work. What do you do?
Calling into work. Yeah,
what do you do to avoid
And I was
work?
Saying sick.
Yeah.
Was sick on that list?
No.
So you tell them you're getting sick. I can't believe
it. Well, if you're already at work and you say you're sick.
I know. I mean, they want to send you home.
Yeah. But it's the things that you got to do while you're still present at work to avoid working.
Eating. That'd be your number one thing. You wouldn't get anything done. All right.
David, here we go. We asked 100 people, name something you bring on a road trip.
Name something you bring on a road trip. A phone charger.
Yep.
How about money?
No.
Food?
Yep.
Clothes?
No.
Extra clothes? No.
No.
Road
trip, David.
Credit card?
No.
Any kind of cards?
No.
Road trip? Your car, I guess.
No.
Gas? Drinks?
Yep. Three out of five. You got two more.
$1 bills to go to the show downtown.
No. 15 seconds.
Let's see. Tickets.
No.
Name something you get on a road trip. Food.
You already said that. 5 seconds.
Oh, piddle. I don't know. Let's see.
That's it.
Wow.
You got three out of five.
What were the rest of them?
Music playlist and pillow or blanket.
Music playlist.
You have that everywhere you go.
You got to bring it with you on the road trip, though.
But I should have said, was phone not on that list?
Phone charger.
I know, but was phone not?
What 100 people answered this stupid survey?
Well, they were glutton idiots.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have said that. I would have said
food. All right, you're ahead 4-3.
All right.
You're going to win this.
No, I always start in the lead and then lose.
It's slated to your advantage because all of it is somewhere
around. You always win, survey says.
Because you're around food.
All right, Giddens, here we go.
All right.
We asked 100 people, name something you never want to step on barefoot.
Ooh. Poop.
All right, here we go.
Throw up.
No.
Cement.
No.
Wet cement?
Nope.
Don't want to step on barefoot. A nail?
No.
I want to answer this when he gets done.
Gravel?
No. 25 seconds.
25? How long did he get?
25. Hot coals?
Yep. Three more.
Acid.
No.
15
seconds.
A bed of nails.
No.
10. Sharp objects.
That'll be acceptable.
I'm going to tell you what that is.
3 seconds. 2, 1.
Sharp objects is, I was going to say glass.
Yes. And the other two you missed, Giddens, were Legos and toys.
Legos are toys.
Well, let me tell you something. When you step on one in the middle of the night, does your granddaughter let out? Trust me, it hurts.
Yeah.
Is there a few curse words let out when it happens?
Who left these Legos out? Brindley did. Oh, it's okay.
This is your second set, David.
All right.
We asked 100 people, name something you shouldn't do in a public pool.
In a public pool, use the bathroom.
Yep.
Okay. You shouldn't spit water.
No.
Okay. You shouldn't.
35 seconds.
Shouldn't splash.
Yep.
You shouldn't jump in head first.
No.
Okay. You shouldn't go naked.
Yeah.
That's not called skinny dipping. That's called, in my case, chunky dunking.
20 seconds.
Let's see. What else? What's the question again? Something that you shouldn't do in a pool?
Public pool.
You shouldn't push somebody in.
No.
You shouldn't drown somebody.
No.
Or try to.
No.
You shouldn't...
Three.
Take electric two, stuff in water, like your phone or something.
No. Nope. The other two answers you were missing were shout and scream or eat messy food.
Oh, I see. He'd have got that.
Why would I have gotten that?
So you eat messy food all the time.
Yeah, but it says not to do it.
So heading into the last round.
You don't pay any attention to that.
Heading into the last round, Giddens is up by one.
He's going to win.
No.
This question will have something to do with food.
I hope so.
It kind of does.
So listen, I'm set up to fail every time.
What do you mean you've always won this show?
Giddens, we asked 100 people, name a sound you'd hate to hear in a bathroom.
Oh.
45 seconds.
A fart.
Yep.
Which just doesn't make any sense. You're in a bathroom.
A scream.
A scream. A yell.
Yeah.
A whimper.
No.
Crying.
A flush.
No. A door slam.
Yeah. Got three.
Smacking.
Out of
five. No. People eating.
No.
People chewing.
You're in a bathroom, Giddens.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that in the bathroom.
You eat in the bathroom.
Yeah, you bring a whole pack of crackers back there.
Gunshots.
No. 8 seconds. Five.
The wrong gender.
No. Three, two.
I don't know.
One. Toilet flushing weirdly and water spraying everywhere.
What? Toilet flushing weirdly?
I told you flush. You should have said a plunger sound.
All right, so what's David got to get?
He's got to get four.
He's got to get four to tie.
Here comes the atomic equation of the moon's stratosphere.
Four to tie and all five to win.
Here
we go, David.
This.
We asked 100 people, name something you'd hate to find in your bed.
Snake. No. Pets.
They'll give you that one.
Bugs.
Yep.
Another woman other than your spouse.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Two out of the five.
Poop.
No.
Are you using the bathroom?
No.
Using
the bathroom? Yes, we'll accept that.
Okay. And what about torn sheets or bad sheets?
No. Two. 20 seconds, David. Two more.
What about something I don't want to find in my bed? Food?
Yep.
And also...
10 seconds.
Golly.
This is the number two answer.
How about... toys.
No.
Sexual toys.
No. 2 seconds.
I don't know. We're going to tie.
You're going to tie. The last answer we were looking for, David, was hair or hairballs.
I don't have any hair.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think Alex gave you a nice little present there, giving you one of them.
See, you can see this, and I can't.
I leaned over to watch you answer.
That's a disadvantage.
What was I nice for him? The wet spots?
Yeah, wet spots.
Well, that's using the bathroom. Yeah. What else is it going to be? Are you going to spill a beer in there or something?
Wet spots can be a lot of different things.
I'm just telling you. You sat close enough to him to where you can see your answers.
I didn't look at your answers.
No, I said
see
yours. Cheat.
We tied.
We
drew.
Oh, God.
Time to go to penalty kicks.
We didn't drew. We tied.
We drew.
Quit using that word. So are we going into overtime?
No, that's it.
Okay, that's it.
We tied. It's the best result.
So
yeah. Nobody wins, nobody loses.
Well, I mean, you know, we had that bet to where if you win, you buy my lunch, and if I win, you buy my lunch.
No, we got to buy each other's lunch now.
No, you didn't even.
That's not even even. He's got to buy your lunch, you got to buy his. He don't eat but a pack of crackers every day.
That's true.
Yeah, I already bought it.
Okay, I need to go get me a crack of crackers right now.